Baseball.
Hi, Isaac. Hi. I'm glad we were able to speak, and I'm not sure when you were trying me back. Are you trying the 877 number, or what number are you?
Anyone, really? I put in your
extension? You
know that probably, yeah, because I worked in sales for 20 years, and that'll kill your sales right there.
Oh, I mean, was it not going through to my extension, or not even, because I never even saw the call come through. I know that you know, normally I'd get a voicemail, but I didn't even see any calls coming in.
Because I called when you were at lunch, and that's fine, though, you were at lunch. Then I tried calling again and again, and then it just threw me right back to the main menu again.
I'll have to find out. It did that many years ago. But lately, I mean, I got a call this morning, so I'll have to have my tech team take a look at what's going on with that system again. Thank you, though, for letting me know. Hopefully they can fix that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's huge. Yeah. But I did get
your email. I have a worry that I haven't finished setting up my Google page yet.
Okay.
So can I find me first?
Well, I mean, you know, if you think of it this way, a lot of our clients don't have a Google page at all and have never tried to get verified, or tried it and they got rejected or suspended.
I got verified, but the last part, we have to show a video.
Right.
I live across the street from a property management company. My office is across the street from the property management company. It's a commercial building. And I had Coit Tower, which is like a landmark. I mean, Coit Tower is a huge landmark. And
I
sent it in, and then they said it wasn't good enough.
Okay. That's okay. Yeah, that's okay. I mean, you're well into the process already, and if it's something that we need to facilitate on our behalf, I mean, like I said, for a lot of our clients, we start from ground zero. We start from scratch and get everything initiated and fulfilled. So, I don't think it's something you have to wait on or worry about. I mean, like I said, a lot of the times it's something that clients haven't even started that process. And we don't sit on our hands either while that's happening. We get everything set up. We start creating, you know, the Facebook ads and things like that, start creating all the destinations and directories. You also already have a website, so we're not going to be needing to spend the week or 10 days that it takes us to build a new website for you. So, and, you know, the other thing, too, I mean, obviously, we are a Google partner, and no one can get your results and get you on that first page and get your phone ringing faster than a Google partner. But we still are not able to flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls overnight. There is still a process that we have to do, content that we have to create. And like I said, we do work with Google's back-end team 5 days a week. We've been doing it for decades. So if there's anything that we need to do or can do to facilitate that verification process, maybe resubmit a new video or maybe kind of side-skirt the whole video verification process, we'll be able to do that for you.
When you say side skirt, what do you mean by that? Sorry.
Well, I mean, you know, for the longest time, the video verification wasn't even a thing. I mean, Google used to just use postcards, the U.S. Postal Service. They figured if you can receive a postcard in the mail and you were at a local address, all you'd have to do is respond or even just tell us what that five-digit PIN was, and we'd do the verification process that way. Phone calls are another way that Google's verifying businesses now. Email verification is another way that they're doing business verifications now. We do find that a lot of our businesses are kind of getting stalled out a little bit with the video. It's interesting you mentioned, you know, Coit Tower. I had a client, I can't remember, I think he was in Chicago, and his office was like on the 14th floor. And they wanted him to show in a 2-minute video the street view and him unlocking his office door, and he just couldn't do it. He wasn't Superman. He couldn't fly and open up the window, you know, getting in through the lobby, going up the elevator. He couldn't make it to his floor in the 2 minutes that they wanted him to do that. So, I mean, we're always able to find ways around that. Like I said, for the very longest time, all it was video verification. They're trying to make it supposedly easier with more options and things like that, but then the processes haven't always been ironed out, so a lot of times it just leads to more headache and frustration.
And one more question, sorry to drop, was important.
Sure, no, it's okay.
I got like
20 reviews on Yelp, right, and working hard on them. Mm-hmm. And then they took away 10, and they were honest ones. Yelp. I didn't even ask for them.
Okay.
Do you guys do that too? I mean, so they
suffer
twice as hard. Like,
you know, we went through a similar experience with Yelp. I mean, we were listed on Yelp too, and Yelp, and a lot of business owners have told me the same thing. If you're not paying the premium, they kind of hide your best reviews. They might put your worst reviews. Yelp itself has over 2,000 one-star reviews from business owners that have used their service and then experienced something that you experienced right there as well. So I do know how frustrating that can be. I'm looking at your listing. It looks like you do still have 7 reviews. They're all 5 stars. So it's definitely
at the bottom. I have 10 more that they don't recommend.
And that happens. But I mean, it's not the worst thing that I've seen or heard of. I mean, I've seen businesses just have nothing but there are only 1 or 2 bad reviews, and the good ones are hidden.
Oh God! Wow.
Yeah. So. I mean, the whole point of it is, though, to get you where most people are looking. And
I'm a sprint. Thank you so much, okay? Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I'm dropping off a client, some product.
I appreciate you taking the call and working at the same time. You still have a great looking, I know you're missing a few good reviews, but you do still have a good star rating. You do still have your website attached. It seems to be accurate information on there. So it's definitely not hurting you, the Yelp listing. And having more content out there, that's what's going to make a big difference for you. Now, the phone number on the Yelp listing and the phone number on the website, well, the phone number on the website is the one that we're speaking on right now.
Yeah.
But the Yelp listing has a different one, 628-303-0995. Is that even a phone number that reaches you or no?
You know what? So now they hide people's phone numbers. So I think that might be my hidden number. Cause
like a tracking number?
Because I've been doing this sales for, I've worked in passenger sales for like almost 18 years.
Sure.
And back in the day, Yelp wouldn't ask for all that.
Right.
I sort of backtracked. What were we talking about?
We do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And I was just wondering if that was an old number, if it's a tracking number,
I remember now. Back in the day, they would give you the phone number of the person, right? It would be like, it would be given to you. That's what I remember, because, you know, we'd get leads, and then they'd be like, here you go, here's Jeff, John, and I have the legit number on it. But now, they don't do that anymore for the person's safety, for the fact that if they don't like you or something, they don't want to talk to you again, you know?
Mm.
So they give you some bougie numbers. Exactly what people tell me, why are you calling me from Texas? I said, no. Let me call from a number right now. I said, no, they do that to protect you and me. I don't like it personally.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah. Okay, makes sense. I'm like, yeah, I don't like it at all either myself. I go, I miss when I put those phone numbers because I could save them.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
I mean, all you have to do is ask the person for the number. It's so stupid, and they'll give it to you. But, I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, and most people want your number when they call you. So I don't know.
Yeah, of course.
Here, I don't know.
that's another thing too. I mean, you know, you mentioned that you've been in business for a long time. You've got a lot of experience. You have a lot of online presence. And with that NAPW audit, name, address, phone number, website, making sure that all the information that's out there for your business is accurate, current, and consistent.
Yeah.
That's definitely something that we want to make sure of because, inconsistencies can certainly hurt your ranking. So that's one of the things that we do. Like I said, we don't sit on our hands when things are getting verified, but we definitely will make sure that we create the content that you're missing. And then for any content that you already have, we make sure that the information is accurate. Now, your website does list it too, the 500 Greenwich Street. Now, do customers ever come to you though?
No, not really. Okay. Gotcha. No, they call because I had, they can if they want to, but no one really does that anymore because everyone's, you know, like I even had a lady that lived 3 houses from me.
Oh, yeah.
She was sending an email. the HOA across the street, they sent me an email. Everyone these days is really, like, antisocial.
Almost, yeah. I mean, it wasn't good before COVID, but certainly with COVID, we're like, we learned to do things remote. Some of it we didn't want to do at first. We regretfully and begrudgingly learn that we can do things remote. I mean, a lot of stores are going out of business. We learn that we can shop from home for anything that we want to. And now that the pandemic's over, people are still like, well, I'm still just going to shop from home. Local malls are closing. Businesses are going out of business. I mean, it was bad, obviously, during the pandemic, but businesses, some of them are still struggling. Service-based businesses, when you're going out to someone's home, everybody always needs something, right? And for you, people need pest control no matter what they do.
I do everything. There's nothing
they can do to avoid that. Absolutely. And you do reach a large audience, you know, residential, commercial, industrial, whatever it is, we can target those. And keep in mind, this campaign has Facebook ads too. There's a social media campaign. Although I reduced the cost of the service and reduced it quite significantly by more than 50%, the original $100 of Facebook ads is still included. And that's like 400 clicks, because Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. It's just another great way to get your website in front of more people. And it works a couple of ways. I mean, obviously with Google and Bing, someone is going on their smartphone, computer, or device that accesses the internet, they're typing something in and getting a search result. That's actually why those are called search engines. When we do look for something, the search engines search in an instant for relevant content. They give us a search result. Now, on Facebook, if they have in the past, recently, done a search for your services on Google or Bing, Facebook ads will retarget that same exact potential customer who you know is in your area and has been looking for someone who does pest control. You'll also have ads running in kind of the zip codes and neighborhoods where you want to be found on the live streams of people. And whether they are looking for your services actively or maybe just interested enough, know they have a problem and they click on your website. Like I said, if they don't click on it, it costs nothing. If they do click on it, it costs us like 20 or 22 cents. There is $100 of Facebook ads built into that $249, which is the reduced rate that we're looking at here. And it's our job to make sure that that covers your entire area, your service area, and of course lasts you the entire month. Our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing and also that it's that flat rate. You're not going to be coming out of pocket per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. I had to look back in my notes to see, and I was actually able to get it approved at the lowest rate that we offer, which is $249. It is for that platinum package, though, which is perfect for you. We have a local campaign that's $199, but it doesn't have any Facebook ads. You're actually getting $100 of Facebook ads for the extra $50 at $249.
Nice.
Yeah. And I think that's going to help you. I mean, I know you're keeping it pretty local, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 miles, you know, mostly San Francisco. But, I mean, obviously, you're in a densely populated area. You do have competition.
Up north a little bit. Like,
you will, okay.
I do. No, I do. Up Mill Valley.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like Ross. Yeah, I think Gavin Newsom lives there.
one of the things that we would do, and if you're available, we can do it today. It's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians will call you to kind of verify information that I have, verify information off of your website, make sure we know things like mission statement, motto, slogan, what's unique about your business, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And, of course, we'll talk to you in detail about all the different services you provide and everywhere you want to be found. So we don't draw a big circle around you. We'll target specific places, specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods. We can go a lot further this way and less far that way. So it's really going to target your service area and exactly where you want to be found.
Awesome. I love the price, and And you're right. You know, I thought people use Yelp more, but no, people use Google everything first. That's true.
It's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. I mean, even all of the other directories, all of the, like, Porch, House, Angie Leads, things like that. I mean, it is within small margins. Google is almost, you know, 90% of all the searches, and Bing is almost the other 10%. Everything else is about 1% when you add it all up together. Yelp is obviously searched for. People use Facebook, but even Yelp and Facebook together don't make up 1% of the total number of searches. Just about everybody goes on Google. If not, they're going on Bing, maybe DuckDuckGo. But, I mean, obviously, 9 times out of 10, people are going to go on Google. They're going to, most of the time, higher based off of what they see on that first page. So even though you've got experience, even though you know what you're doing, even though you've got this great website and you're working on getting, you know, PIN verified, unless you're on that first page, people even right around the corner from you looking for pest control would be more likely at this point to find one of your competitors, not because they do a better job, but because they have a better online presence. So we are about to change that, and I'm excited for you. I think that's going to make a big difference for you. Now, like I said, that client interview, I mean, we do have spots available today. If you are available.
What's the latest one you have?
The latest one we have is 3 o'clock.
I'll take that one.
Okay. So you don't have to be in front of a computer, just those basic questions and a couple of others. At 2 o'clock, our system will send you a reminder. An automated email goes out an hour prior. It will remind you that you do have that call scheduled at 3 o'clock. If I am in between phone calls, when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be able to join them just in the beginning to say a quick hello, introduce you to your technician, and answer any quick questions that you may have. I'm also in a bit here going to send you a calendar invite for that 3 o'clock. The invite is just for your record. You don't have to respond to it. It's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview conducted in English. Now, the other thing that I'm required to do here, and it is because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are waiving your setup fee, that we are reducing the cost of the service all the way down to that flat rate of $249. The voice verification is recorded. You can stop me, though, at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. I am, however, required to read it before I can even ask you for that payment, but if everything still makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Isaac, give me just one quick second, then, to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Isaac, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
DeLeon Pest Control.
Okay, that is exactly how I have that. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Isaac DeLeon, and I am the owner and operator of the company.
Okay, perfect. And as the owner of DeLeon Pest Control, Isaac, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes. Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company, and of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then, Isaac, for the billing information that you will be providing for our services, of course, you are an authorized user on that account, right?
Correct. Yes, I am.
Of course. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign as well. To put it this way, it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Isaac, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Definitely.
Perfect. Yeah. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to be successful with the service. It's always a concern for me when I'm calling my client and I'm calling the business number and it goes either to voicemail or worse still, mailbox full or not even set up. I mean, I'm concerned not because I have to call them back. Obviously, I do. That's my client. But I know that if I were a potential customer and I were trying to reach them to hire them and I get mailbox not set up, I'm probably not going to try to call back. I'm probably going to call one of their competitors. So we definitely don't want you losing opportunities. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to be successful with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware, for example, of the Yelp listing. There is no conflict there. And again, the reason that we ask is we want to make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else. You definitely won't need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Isaac, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. De Leon, that's fair enough, right?
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Perfect. Yeah. Like I said, we do that NAPW audit, name, address, phone number, website. We will make sure, though, that no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, please do just let us know. Now, with all of the reductions and the cost that I was able to apply and that I can still honor here, waiving your setup fee with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 11th of February, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. And again, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount, so there's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever because the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included, Siri on a smartphone, etc. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 11th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is offered on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, no contract. That means you can, in fact, stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if you like, you can pause the service seasonally. We don't charge you while it's paused or after the fact until you activate it again. Now, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Isaac, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. De Leon, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do. I do. I do.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then for that initial investment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa?
On a Visa
card. And on that card, is it your name, the business name, or
both? No, my name.
First and last or any middle initial?
Isaac B. De Leon. And no space in the De Leon.
And no space.
B for Benjamin.
I was going to ask if it was B or D. So B. And then capital D, E, capital L, E, O, N with no space?
Yeah, that's the way they did it.
Yeah. I joined this bank when I was 18, so I'm 40 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I did the same thing. I do still bank with others, but I do still have that original bank. I'm going to list it the way your business, the way your name is, with this space.
No problem.
Because we are sending you paperwork, and if I list it the way it is on the card, everything's going to go out that way, by paperwork.
No,
I mean, emails and things like that. Okay. You said it was a Visa. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I am actually ready when you are.
4465.
Okay.
4002.
Yes, sir.
7792.
Okay.
3308.
And then the expiration month and year?
0327.
03 of 2027. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
776.
776. So I've got 776, 776. I've got March or 03 of 2027 for the expiration date. And then Isaac, was the card itself 4465-4002-7792-3308?
Perfect.
Does that bill at the 500 Greenwich Street, 94133?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. The welcome email does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there and our support email. If you have a pen handy, though, I would be more than happy to give you that information now.
Sure, give me 1 second.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Thank you. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. It is
perfect.
Simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is, of course, specific. You can email the support team 24/7, of course, and if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or the next business day if they receive the email either very late in the day or after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end, since I did schedule that follow-up call with your technician, is to add just another layer of protection here, a little bit of extra security. In fact, it is a security question. If anyone calls us and tells us they are with the Leon Pest Control, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still occasionally ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And especially important, if you start getting phone calls a week or two from now from someone who is not a potential customer, especially if they are identifying themselves as either Google or Local Splash, they will need to know my name, which again is Paul Gordon. If they are not able to give you my name, then it's not us. If they do not know both the answer and the security question, then it's not us, and do not entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, then that wouldn't be us. For sure, they wouldn't know that information. The voice verification was already recorded and already attached to your account for your protection. It clearly states it bills once a month on the 11th for exactly $249, and it would never be any more than that.
Could I call you right back? Because I have a, in front of a customer, and he's literally waiting for me.
I can call you right back. What's left? Really, just to set that security question, your the city you were born in or your first pet's name?
First pet's name.
First pet's name? And the answer?
Yeah. Coco. C-O-C-O.
C-O-C-O.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're all set and squared away on my end. You're going to get a couple of emails. One's going to ask you to walk through it and click a couple of boxes. One that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. The other that you agree to receive text messages. It's going to ask you to type in your name as it appears, Isaac B. DeLeon, and then hit confirm signature. That starts the process for us even before we do your client interview, okay? You should get those emails in just a minute here. I don't want to take your time.
I got them. I got the text and the email.
Okay, you did. Okay, so take a moment when you can. If not, our technician can walk you through that, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much, Paul. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, Isaac. We'll talk to you in 3 o'clock. Take care. Okay, bye-bye.